This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, how bad is envy? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What is envy? Well, number one, someone possesses a positive trait or a quality or a blessing. Number two, you wish that blessing to be removed from that someone and be given to you. This is called envy. It's obvious that having this moral disease is discouraged in Islam. The morality contrary to envy is benevolence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, "Do they envy the people for what Allah has given them of His grace?" Allah basically is reprimanding those who carry this vice. You know, in a way, if you are wishing for a strength or for a quality to be taken away from someone, you are standing up against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is the source of that strength and quality given to that person. So now you are envious towards that person, but in reality, your harif and your, you know, counterpart is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah gave him that quality to begin with. Allah says in the Holy Quran, "And do not covet that by which Allah has made some of you excel others. Men shall have the benefit of what they earn, and women shall have the benefit of what they earn. And ask Allah of His grace. Surely Allah knows all things." So we have to be very careful. The question we raised in the beginning of this episode is, how bad is envy? Well, envy is not just simply a spiritual disease against, you know, that a person carries against another person. No. In the equation, remember that Allah is on the other side of the equation. So if you are envious towards a slave of Allah, a servant of Allah, then you are taking up a fight against Allah. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are talking about how bad envy is. And we tried to answer that question in the first half of this discussion. Now, every human being possesses qualities and strengths. We know that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us such that everyone has their share of qualities, everyone has their share of strengths, everyone has their share of merits, you know. Many a times, jealousy develops to a point where a person starts wishing for the other person to become deprived of his strengths. This is precisely what jealousy and envy is. You know, it's not just simple jealousy. You wish for that person to be deprived of that strength. This is horrible. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, said, "Envy is the master of deficiencies." He also said, "Envy is the head of vices." Moreover, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "The envious will never be in the forefront. The envious are ill, even if they are bodily sound." So physically, they would look just fine. But spiritually, in terms of their morals and ethics, they are dead men walking. Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, "The fruit of envy is troubles in this world and in the next." So it's not just that, you know, in the hereafter that envious person is going to be punished. No. Even in this world, the life of an envious person, somebody who carries this vice, is supposed to be horrible. "Beware of having envy, for it is the worst of characters and the ugliest of natures," says who? Imam Ali alayhi salam. So let's pray to protect ourselves and try and strive and struggle to protect ourselves from this vice of envy.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.